Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've had a lovely experience this week. On Tuesday I went to my local pub to have something to eat by myself, a pub that I know well, and while I was there I met a new friend. I was talking to a guy at the bar, and we were having a chat, and he was talking about how he likes to walk in the local area, and how he enjoyed a trip up Mount Snowdon last year with some friends, and how he was walking up Snowdon, wishing he could stay out longer, wishing he could carry on walking. His friends wanted to come back, they'd had enough, but he wanted to continue. He said what was frustrating was that he had to come home. He fancied staying out, and he always wanted to go camping. And he was looking around for spots to camp, and I was interested in this, of course, because I'm a camper myself and a backpacker. And I hadn't let on this, I hadn't given this information yet. I was just listening to him share his passion and his thoughts. And after we were talking for a while, I did let him know that I am a hiker and wild camper. And this animated him even further. He was very excited to find somebody in his local town who shared a passion. And so we were talking, and as the conversation developed, I realised he had absolutely no equipment. But he was such a self-effacing chap. He made no bones about it. He wasn't embarrassed by this or anything. He said, you know what, I like to walk. I'll go out in my walking trainers, jeans and T-shirt, and just enjoy walking. He says, but I know that I'm going to need some different kind of equipment, but I know nothing about it at all. He says, I'm quite happy to go and do the research. He says, but it's fortunate that I found somebody in yourself, meaning me, who has some knowledge already. So we were talking more, and of course, the conversation went on for a couple of hours. It was a really interesting conversation. And the upshot was that yesterday, Saturday, I took him to a local retail store for camping gear called Go Outdoors. People who are listening to this who follow me will be very much aware of Go Outdoors. It's a very good one-stop shop for the hiker and backpacker. So I took him to my local branch in Derby yesterday, and with the knowledge that he would have to spend quite some money, but this didn't faze him at all. So we went, and it was an experience buying him equipment from scratch, everything from boots to a tent to a backpack to a sleeping bag and the clothes. And we did. We purchased some good quality gear that was sort of not at the top range of money, but I was trying to find gear, especially the walking gear, the boots, the jackets, the base layers, that would last him, that he could use even if he didn't take to the passion of backpacking. Things that he could wear every day, items that he could wear for his local walks that would last him some considerable time, so that even if he didn't get into backpacking, he wouldn't waste his money. Of course, with a sleeping mat and tent and backpack, those are the things that you have to invest in and take a risk on if to see whether or not you're going to like it in the first place. And so, again, I chose some good quality items, but items that weren't at the top end of the price range, because you don't need to spend at the top end of the price range anyway. I certainly don't. But it was really good for me, looking to see what's available, sharing my knowledge, talking to the staff at Go Outdoors, and because they're all very knowledgeable staff. And between us, after 2.5 hours in Go Outdoors, we came away with £800, just about £800 worth of gear, and a very excited new friend who was asking me, when can we go out now? When can we go and test it all? Well, we have to wait for a tent to arrive. He actually ordered the tent off eBay. I recommended him the Vango Banshee 200. I think it's a good starter tent, and at £90 off eBay, brand new, it's a good price to pay. So when that arrives, I said to him, let me know, we'll come round, you can practice pitching it, the tent in your garden, get a flavour for it, and then we'll go out hiking. We didn't buy things like cooking gear and that sort of thing, because I have all that, I have plenty. And I didn't want him to spend this kind of money on those items in case he didn't like it, in case it was something that he found wasn't for him. It's one thing to go out hiking, it's an entirely different thing to go wild camping. but he is keen, and I think he will like it. And I can see by his enthusiasm that he was so pleased to find somebody who is already into that sort of activity to give him a helping hand. And so I'm going to look forward to waiting for his tent to arrive. I've said to him, we'll get that pitched. Maybe you could spend a night in your tent in your garden. It is cold, it is winter. It is a trial by fire for the time of year to go hiking and backpacking. But it doesn't faze him at all. And it sort of doesn't reignite my excitement, but it's nice to think and nice to see hiking again through fresh eyes. Having to buy gear for the first time, I can remember it well. And even when buying gear now, it's always a new experience to see what's new and hunting down and finding the next piece of equipment or an upgrade to a piece of equipment you already have. It's wonderfully exciting. And to be able to go out and spend a lot of money, not my money, I can live through his eyes, I can live through his experiences. So the plan is just to go out hiking before Christmas. I'll take him on an overnight stop somewhere. I've got a few ideas planned for that. I want to make it a pleasurable experience as much as I can. So my plan is to take him somewhere I know, very familiar with, where we can stop, park up the car, have a pint, then head off into the hills, have a wild camp and a nice evening wild camping, a nice hike back, probably a pub lunch, and then drive home and then see how he enjoys that. And again, at this time of year, it's cold, so we've had to buy certain gear that we wouldn't buy if we were starting out in the summer. But all the gear that he's bought is multi-use. He will be able to use this, like I say, whether he takes up backpacking or not. He'll be able to use most of the gear for his normal hiking, normal walking. But I do think he's going to be a stayer, and I hope so, because for me, it's nice to find somebody in my area who lives literally 10 minutes walk away from me, who wants to go hiking and backpacking. There's nobody in my area locally to me that I can do this with. I have plenty of friends that I go backpacking with, but it's nice, always nice to have somebody in your local area. Maybe I'll introduce him to my hiking friends down the line. Maybe he can come out with me and a couple of other buddies to find out more and experience more and live through other people's experiences. And hopefully he'll create some experiences for himself. So it's been a good week for that. I started out the week quite depressed, really, for various reasons. And then something comes along to cheer me up, and hopefully, in the process, cheer somebody else up too. So it's all good. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.